Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, Stephen Rabb, my guest right now. He is an author of a book called The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, and he's been taking a look at this race down in Georgia. Stephen, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, I've been looking at it from up close and personal because I'm in Georgia. I live here, and I actually tried to vote on Friday. I had a 2.5-hour wait if I wanted to vote on Friday, so I gave up, and I will be voting in about an hour from now. Well, I'll be getting in line an hour from now, and I will be voting 3 hours from now. So that's the status of Georgia right there.
Wow. So you tried to vote early, and the line was so long, you just decided you waited till today, and you're still going to face a line.
I'm still going to face a line, and that's okay. I mean, I'll hang in there as long as it takes, and so will a lot of folks who are just determined to push Herschel across the line. This is the day that we can keep the Senate at 50-50, which a lot of people don't realize just how important that is, that we do keep the Senate 50-50, because all the judicial nominations that come through the Senate – that's just one of the pieces, but we will have an effect on that and can slow down those far left nominations of judicial nominees. The other piece of that, which is we barely held on this past session with Manchin and Sinema, kind of holding the fort on a couple of wild left proposals, that if those come back and it's 51, we could, from the filibuster to the far left voting laws that they like to create federally, if they're able to do those types of things, then we're going to be in trouble as a country. Well, we are in trouble as a country. It's going to go from bad to worse, is probably what I'd say.
No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, they could importantly, with 51 votes, change some of the rules in the Senate too, right?
Correct.
Like about cloture and all that.
That is correct. Plus, currently we have a deal in the committees in which we share power. We have an equal number of Republicans and Democrats on committees. That's huge. If we lose today, this vote, they will have two more members on each committee than the Republicans have. That means a lot of the wild things can come out of committee, yeah, and get to the floor, and we don't want that either. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to stand up today and vote if you're in Georgia. So I certainly am, and I hope anybody else in Georgia is going to join me at that poll. If it takes 5 hours, we will wait.
Well, good. Stephen Rabb is my guest. You know, Stephen, I have to ask you then, as a resident of Georgia, who were the people, roughly 200,000 people who decided to vote for Brian Kemp but didn't also circle in the name of Herschel Walker down below? They obviously just chose not to vote in the Senate race.
Well, that's right. So we have a pretty big burbs here, and there are a lot of folks in Georgia, and this is what makes us a little purple at times, is that they have a hard time with Trump. And so the fact that Trump and Herschel are together means that they would typically vote for Republicans. And if it was a more traditional Republican, they would probably vote for him. But they wouldn't this time because they felt like it was Herschel on one part and some of his past issues, along with the Trump connection, is what threw some people off. When you just let Georgia be Georgia, we do what we did with Kemp, and we win by 8 or 9 points, and we are truly a red state. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of folks here who just have a hard time with Trump, and it's particularly, I think, women in the burbs is what I've read, is that this is really a lot of folks in the burbs that just do not have that comfort level with Trump, and so they disdain or abstain from from voting for the Republican, and that's we can't afford that today.
Yeah, there's some disdain going on there too. I think
that's probably the right word.
So, Stephen, I have to mention because I'll tell you, I've downloaded your book, I've started it, I haven't gotten very far into it so far, but I love what you're doing with this. So many people refer to our founding fathers and the geniuses that they were and how they put this country together. You went back to kind of speculate on how they might respond if they were to come back today and find out the mess we've made of this.
Well, that's right. But the speculation was just, well, which of their words would they say? What would they actually say if they visited this country right now and then together had to write one speech to America? So I took a couple years and curated their actual words. So it's not what I think they would say. It's what they actually said about these topics. And the topics are the topics we deal with every day, right? They're free speech, their faith, their family. They are about who we are as American. The book is as much about our ethos as a country and our culture and what we are as Americans as it is about the policies and the issues and the tyranny that they fought against and that we see every day here in America. And it's the number one book on the founding of America right now, which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah.
And people love it. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to thefoundersusa.com and learn more there. But yeah, I'm really glad you're enjoying it and getting into it because I think it means a lot to people.
Well, it does. I mean, it's fascinating because most of us aren't going to spend a couple of years as you did researching their actual words. We're just not going to do that. This kind of puts those words in one spot in relation to very topical issues today, including the Second Amendment, right?
Well, that's right. And that's one of the elements of in the tyranny chapter is what are all the things that we face that are tyrannical. And one of them is the government taking the ability of an individual to defend themselves away from them by removing their guns. That is tyranny. And the founders are very clear on that. They're clear on runaway debt. They talk extensively about a nation and its debt and what that means to a country. So topics that you would never have thought they would touch on, they hit right on. And that's why I wrote the book, because I felt like we need to be reminded as a people of what this country was founded upon. What are the principles, who we are as Americans?
Yeah, very true. Stephen Rabb, the book is The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, What the Founders Would Say to America Today. Sounds like a great stocking stuffer, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And so, yeah, you can get a stocking stuffer. But honestly, I just want people to understand the founding principles of this country. That's why the book is out there. And if you buy it for yourself or for someone else, I hope you love it.
Well, thank you again for your time, Stephen. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Talk to you again soon.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.